Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 27th, and coming up in today's episode. Kunal Kamra fans raise lakhs for him as T-Series sends him copyright notice over parody songs. Tamil Nadu unanimously adopts MK Stalin government's anti-Waqf Bill amendment resolution as MK Stalin versus Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's war of words continue. Chief Justice of India agrees to meet Bar Association as Allahabad High Court lawyers go on strike again over transfer of the cash row judge. European Union and Japan show their dismay and deep regret after Trump's new 25% auto tariff announcement. Kunal Kamra has claimed T-Series should stop being a stooge in the ongoing and ever-escalating row over his Gaddar song parody, among others. Taking to social media platform X, the Naya Bharat parody creator slammed the Bollywood studio T-Series and alleged that his stand-up special, which sparked a massive controversy over jokes allegedly targeting Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, was flagged for copyright violations on YouTube this Wednesday. In a post on X, Mr. Kamra shared a screenshot from the YouTube channel showing that the Naya Bharat video, which was published on March 23rd, was blocked due to copyright restrictions, which means the video will not be able to generate revenue due to copyright claims as shown in the video. He wrote in the post very angrily, presumably, quote, "Hello T-Series, stop being a stooge. Parody and satire come under fair use legally. I haven't used the lyrics or the original instrument of the song. If you can take the video down, every cover, song, dance video can be taken down. Creators, please take a note of it. Having said that, every monopoly in India is nothing short of mafia. So please watch, download this special before it's taken down. FYI, T-Series, I stay in Tamil Nadu." Unquote. In the video, which has so far received more than 76 lakh views and nearly 6 lakh likes, Mr. Kamra performed the parody of Hawa Hawai from Mr. India to criticize Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Both of these, the movie and the song, belong to the T-Series label. However, T-Series has also responded. It says, and I quote, "Mr. Kunal Kamra has not taken any authorization or approval for the usage of underlying musical work in the song. Hence, the content has been blocked for infringement of composition rights," unquote, news agency PTI quoted a T-Series spokesperson. The episode is now back online on his YouTube channel, possibly after Kamra filed a fair use counterclaim. Ever since his comedy show in the Habitat at the Unicontinental Hotel in Mumbai's Khar, the row has been escalating every day. He had first parodied a song called Bholi Si Surat from the 1997 movie Dil To Pagal Hai. The song had mentioned the word Gaddar, which was seen as a reference to Mr. Shinde splitting up the Shiv Sena in 2022. In joining hands with the BJP, which eventually collapsed the Uddhav Thackeray-led government and even his father's party, Shiv Sena, into two factions. Hours after Mr. Kamra's show was posted online on YouTube, Shiv Sena workers vandalized the Habitat Comedy Club. The police did arrest a few of them momentarily. They got the bail. A case was filed against Mr. Kamra as well, who said he is currently in Tamil Nadu. He has approached the police, pleading that the summon for him be delayed. The police had asked him to appear and he responded that due to the multitude of death threats he has allegedly been receiving by Sena workers, some claiming that they want to kill him, some claiming that they will chop up in multiple pieces, Mr. Kamra said he needs time. However, sources reveal that police have said they are not going to give in to his request and have asked him to appear before the 31st of March. Meanwhile, Mr. Shinde has alleged that Mr. Kamra, who has refused to apologize and said he was ready to cooperate with the police and courts for any lawful action, has also said that targeted him as a part of a supari given to the comedian. Meanwhile, after the barrage of attacks from politicians and death threats allegedly from Sena workers, Kunal Kamra supporters, both in India and abroad, have rallied behind him with a surge of financial contributions. Viewers have donated amounts ranging from rupees 40 to rupees 10,000 in India, along with contributions in various foreign currencies. This overwhelming support has resulted in a total exceeding several lakhs. Many fans are urging Kamra to start a fundraiser, vowing to cover any legal expenses that he may face due to what they claim is fearless comedy. DMK-led Tamil Nadu Assembly has unanimously passed a resolution today against the proposed Waqf Amendment Bill in Parliament, urging the central government to completely scrap it. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister remarked that the bill would be badly affecting minority Muslims. Speaking in the State Assembly, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin said, and I quote, "Union government is trying to amend the Waqf Bill, which will hinder the Waqf Board's powers. This is hurting Muslim sentiments, and the union government does not bother about it," unquote. He further added, quote, "People are living in religious harmony in India. The constitution has provided rights for all people to follow their religion. The elected governments have the rights to protect it." The assembly unanimously insists that the union government should recall the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 for the Waqf Act 1995, which will badly affect minority Muslims, and it should be withdrawn, unquote. This comes just a day after the opposition created a massive ruckus in the assembly over the Waqf bill. Chants and slogans were raised in protest calling for the withdrawal of the bill in its entirety. BJP leaders then staged a walkout midway the resolution discussion. The resolution received support from opposition AIADMK as well as those who discussed the three-language policy with the Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday. Chief Minister M.K. Stalin addressed the leader of the opposition, Edappada K. Palaniswamy, directly thanked him for raising NEP and three-language policy issues with the Home Minister. He later added that the Waqf agenda could be tabled next time with the minister. The resolution was tabled amid the ongoing feud between Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and M.K. Stalin. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin has replied sharply to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's criticism over the three-language row. He said the firebrand leader's remarks are not irony but political black comedy as its darkest. The DMK leader has said Tamil Nadu does not oppose any language but are only against imposition and chauvinism, and that the BJP was rattled by its stand. His statements come after Mr. Adityanath targeted the DMK leader in an interview with ANI, saying he was trying to create divisions based on religion, region and language because he felt his vote bank was at risk. Amid strikes, oppositions and bar associations' continued objection to transfer Justice Yashwant Verma to Allahabad High Court, the Chief Justice of India has reportedly agreed to meet the protesting members of the bar. Even as Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna has reportedly agreed to meet the bar, only a day ago, Supreme Court refused an urgent mentioning of a plea seeking a direction to Delhi Police to lodge an FIR over the alleged discovery of semi-burnt stash of cash from the official residence of Delhi High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. A bench headed by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna was urged by lawyer Matthews J. Nidumpara that the plea be listed for urgent hearing before the bench, as it pertained to larger public interest. However, the Chief Justice, who has stopped the practice of oral mentioning of cases for urgent listing, said the plea would come up later. The decision comes even as judicial proceedings at the Allahabad High Court remained disrupted for the second consecutive day on account of the indefinite strike by lawyers against the proposed transfer. For background, after a fire incident at Delhi High Court Justice Verma's residence, it was alleged that some 15 crores worth of cash was stashed on his premises and some of it was burnt down in the accident. This led to a massive uproar and whispers of distrust against the judicial system on social media as well as lawyer associations. Congress leader Pawan Kheda said at the time, quote, "Justice Verma was hearing the Unnao rape case among many other serious cases. To maintain the country's faith in the judiciary, it is important to find out whose money it is and why it was given to the judge," Kheda said. Meanwhile, the Chief Justice was requested by the Allahabad Bar to not go ahead with the transfer, claiming that Allahabad High Court is not a dumping ground. Quote, "He should be in Delhi under the watch of Supreme Court all the time until proceedings are completed," unquote. Anil Tiwari, the president of the Allahabad High Court Bar Association, told news agency ANI earlier this week, adding, "All judgments by Justice Verma should be reviewed to infuse public confidence again," unquote. And he called for an inquiry by the CBI and Enforcement Directorate against this. All of this opposition came as the Supreme Court promptly announced that the judge was being transferred to the Allahabad High Court for the time being as soon as the cash discovery was announced. And as soon as the announcement was made, it was met with fierce opposition. The matter even reached the parliament, where opposition parties demanded a debate on it. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar later even commented that the Supreme Court, under the leadership of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, was doing a good job at handling the case. Meanwhile, the Allahabad High Court Bar Association, or AHCBA, said that membership of those lawyers who have appeared in court disregarding the association's strike call have been suspended. AHCBA Secretary Vikrant Pandey said that lawyers who disregarded the association's resolution and warnings by appearing in court have had their membership suspended with immediate effect. Japan and European Union are not taking Trump's latest tariff escalation lightly. In fact, they have expressed a regret and dismay over the recent Trump auto tariffs announcement. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said today that his government is considering appropriate measures in response to US tariffs on car imports. US President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday that 25% tariffs on all cars that were not made in the United States, effective of 12 a.m. Eastern Time on April 3rd. Ishiba told Parliament in his country that, quote, "We have to think about appropriate measures following this announcement. Naturally, we will consider all options. Japan has made significant investments and significant job creation, which does not apply to all countries. We are the number one country in investment in the United States," Ishiba added. He added that US President's understanding on this is significantly deepening. However, as multiple things are happening at the same time, they are considering all kinds of countermeasures and many options exist for them. Similarly, the European Union Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has also expressed deep regrets about the United States' decision to import tariffs on important European cars. Von der Leyen's remarks come as US President Donald Trump signed the executive order on Wednesday. Quote, "The automotive industry is a driver of innovation, competitiveness, and high-quality jobs, with a deeply integrated supply chain on both sides of the Atlantic," unquote, von der Leyen said in a statement. Then she added that tariffs are bad for businesses, worse for consumers in both the United States as well as European Union. Quote, "We will now assess this announcement together with other measures the US is envisaging in the coming days," unquote, she said, noting that the bloc would continue to seek negotiated solutions while protecting its economic interests, Xinhua News Agency reported. The aforementioned auto tariffs came into place after US President Donald Trump raised tariff on imported automobiles parts to 25%. He declared that the reciprocal tariff system that goes into effect on Wednesday will be lenient. The new lenient tariff will go into effect on April 2nd, a day Trump likes to call Liberation Day, when the reciprocal tariff system kicks in. Quote, "We're going to charge countries for doing businesses in our country and taking our jobs, taking our wealth, taking a lot of things that we've been taking over the years," Trump said in remarks from the Oval Office yesterday. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.